Okay, can the Bible be wrong? Series 2, part 6. Share up. Like some of these small things, I know the impact. I understand clearly. Then I know the impact of, once I say the matter is loquacious, I know the impact on his spirituality. And don't forget, I think I will say this more in the next, and what I was teaching next. We are actually taking you on a progression with the intent that you will not fall behind in any part of Christianity. I tell you the truth, you don't need a special healing school for you to know how to give and receive healing. No. You will not need it. But you will need it if you don't pay attention. You will need it when the times before service, when you ought to just focus and just be stood there, just meditate on the service. How do you think miracles, everything that happens? So much meditation on things, on your capability. That's all. The time we ought to spend time encouraging one another, doing that, and you have time for all manner of politics, jeez, jokes, what's that? As I'm coming to church, my pride is not makeup, my pride is not dress, my pride is the power of God. I want to dream about the power of God if I sleep at all. I want to see something about at least half of the people I want to minister to. If you want to, you will. What is difficult? If you want to. That is how I think throughout Saturday night, majorly. I'm thinking of each one of you and I'm praying in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Then when the time to already be preparing message, no, it's the time to think about the people. So call it anything. What you will need is addiction to this word. All those things that they call this one school, this one, that one school. What they simply do is because they will just cage you from outside influences and make you focus on the same thing you could have focused on now. Yeah, I'm not behind in any things of God. In any of the things of God, you are not behind. Meditate, focus on what you have received. Focus on what you are receiving. You get me, brother? You get me, sir? Also, don't forget, make love an attitude. Make love an attitude. Make it an attitude. That is what we teach. That is who our God is. Make love an attitude. Don't have an extortion mindset. No, it weakens relationship. Extortive. I didn't think extortive is an English word, but I know of extortion. Extortion, that means somebody that would just always want to take from somebody. Extortion. Is it extort or ex? It weakens relationship. Let your mind be filled with what can I do for my brother? What can I do for my sister? How can I help? How can I be of a blessing in a better way? Let your mind be filled with that, not what I can get from him or her. When I see you, I'm looking. The next thing I'm thinking of is how can I be of better assistance to Brother Dyer, to Brian Henry? That is what I'm thinking about. Not what can I get from him. Not what can I withdraw from him. No, that is love. Praise God. So learn to serve one another in that. Don't have that. Christians shouldn't do that. Yes, some of us, due to where we are coming from, you might have a life that you tax everybody, tax, or you live by taxing everybody. Like, bros, like 1K there, 5K there, 2K there. No, you don't live like that in Christianity. Hallelujah? Are you with me? Of course, I'm not saying you should suffer in ignorance, but I'm simply saying you don't have that as a mindset. You don't have that as a default. So also don't forget in your private, even in your private life, learn to pray for one another. Learn it. It is learning. It will not come easy. You learn it. Learn to pray for one another. For comprehension, for revelation knowledge, learn to pray. Learn to pray. Like I've been saying to most of you, I said one of the duties of the church is to knock off selfishness from you. It will knock it off. It will not come easy. One of the duties of the church is to knock off selfishness. Are you with me? Are you with me? Say, I choose love, not selfishness. That's one of the duties of the church. It will knock off selfishness. It knocks it off. Okay, so let's go to our station. Can that be wrong? So there's two parts, six. So don't forget, majority saying one thing does not translate to correctness. That plenty of people are saying one thing, it does not mean it's correct. Majority carry the votes does not always win in Christianity. That plenty of people are just saying it this way does not mean they are correct. For instance, you remember Job's friend, right? My Job's friend, they were saying that affliction came to Job because of Job's plenty sins. That was the summary of what they were saying. That Job was afflicted because he sinned, because of his actions of sin. Whereas Job himself was saying that God, you know, their versions were different. His friends were saying affliction came for no reason. Job himself was saying that God deliberately afflicted him for no reason. You got that? Job himself was saying that God did this to me for no, just for no reason. Whereas that small guy, Eli, he now said, this is not God's making. This is not God's doing. That the affliction came because of Job's unbelief. Like his friends knew that Job had a fault, but they couldn't point to it. Say it was his sins. So, but Elihu said the affliction came because of Job's lack of understanding, which resulted into unbelief. Job's words. So, also, the longevity of rumors does not make it correct. The first thing I say is that plenty of people are saying it does not make it correct. Also, the longevity, that means how long a rumor has stayed, how long something has been on ground, how long people have been announcing it, how long people have believed it, it does not make it correct. Hallelujah. Some errors has been believed for thousands of years until Jesus came. So the amount of people saying it, how long it's been said, it does not mean it's correct. Let's just check John chapter 8 today, this morning. Then we summarize with the epistle. And we continue tomorrow on this. This can the Bible be wrong? This is series 2, part 6. John chapter 8. Verse 30. And as he spake these words, many believed on him. Let's follow carefully. Then said Jesus to the Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Amen. Praise God. So, you see what he said there? He said, if you continue in my word. Say, then you are my disciples indeed. Title, everybody please read again. Yes. You shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. So, yes, we commonly say truth shall set you free. Well, what is in the Bible is that the truth will what? It will make you free. So, he's saying, I am the way, I am that truth, I am the life, I am your destination. Praise God. He is a light. But see their age-long confusion. Read verse 33. Want to go, everybody? They answered him, we be Abraham's seed and were never in bondage. Imagine. Jesus is saying, I'm coming to set you free. But they were saying, you are from Abraham. Okay, are you dumb because I ask you? Pursue those children from that place and do your duty. Amen? So, they were saying, we are Abraham's seed. We are never in bondage to any man. Why are you now saying I will make you free? So 34, see what Jesus now said. Say, very, very, I say unto you, whatsoever, they have been thinking before that, and just to be a physical descendant of Abraham, is the what? Is the freedom, physical Jews. Remember what I talked last time? Heaven in Jerusalem, right? Heaven was earthly Jerusalem. So they are still hyping, we are from Abraham. Abraham's blessings are ours, right? That we are special. Nigerians, they are nobody. We are Jews, right? We are these ones that has covenant with God. All of you are like, that's so sad. Even if they had read their own history alone, they would have knew that was not true. Because you will see several people who were not part of Israel that what came into the same covenant. E.g., give me an example. Come on, give me an example. Speak out, feel free. Rehab, yes, that's one. Any other one? Ruth, yes, thank you. Any other one? Have more. It's because you are reading their history from Abraham. Why not read from before Abraham? Are you with me? Acceptability, justification did not start from Abraham. It started before him. So several people, even you see somebody like King Cyprus. Not of Israel. So back to John 8. Sorry, I'm just slow this morning, right? It's good. But see 34. Very, very, very I say unto you, whosoever committed sin is a servant of sin, and the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the son abideth forever. 36. If the son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. So he's saying, let me make you free. If the son, not if you are born of Abraham, not if your genealogy, not if you are ancestral, you know, not if you are born from a pastor's lineage, like an IJ, or if you are born from a prophetic lineage, or you are your grandfather. No, he said, if the son shall make you free. Says the son that makes free. I've told you, you don't have to become a JP. There's nothing special about physical Jerusalem. It's the son that makes men free. Whether you are a Jew or you are a Gentile, whether you are Yoruba or you are Igbo, wherever you are from, if the son makes you free, you'll be free indeed. There is no tribe that is irredeemable. There is no tribe that is insulated from salvation. Are you with me, brethren? Come on, see 37. I know that you are Abraham's seed, though. That is physical seed, right? But you seek to kill me because my word had no place in you. I speak what I have seen with my father. Look at your Bible. And you do that which you have seen with your father. He now said in verse 39. What is that? They answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father. Jesus said unto them, if you are Abraham's children, you will do the what? The works of Abraham. So what is the work of Abraham? Huh? Just say something. He believed in God, right? So Abraham did not ace the truth. Verse 40, but now you seek to kill me, a man that told you the truth. Can you see that? Which I have heard of God. This did not what? Abraham. So what was Abraham's work there? He did not ace the truth. He didn't fight the truth. He didn't contend with the truth. Age-long confusion. Paul later told us in Galatians 3 verse 7, quickly put your hand there, rush there. Galatians 3 verse 7. Hallelujah. Praise God. Don't forget everything I'm teaching you, all this, even the way I go about it, it's a pattern. That is for you. It's a pattern. It's a pattern. I've seen somebody in one of my old churches that when the GO is preaching, everything he's saying, he doesn't write it down. Once the GO says, the Lord said there is somebody here. That one. What will you do? Jot it down. Yes, this is the Rema. Others are what? Logos, right? This one. Now, this one is what? Is the Rema. This is the one I need. Some people, no, we have done things. Some of us, we have a red barrel. Once you normal preaching, you write it in blue. Once you get a rhema, bring out the red, write it in red ink. Amen. So, sorry, I'm not saying what I want to say. Yeah, you can tell us verse 7. Want to go? Know ye therefore that they which are of what faith. The same are the children of what? That is it. If Israel, if they read this, the nation, if they read this, all this, their special covenant, they will drop it. If they remember this. With all your covenant, Nebuchadnezzar carried you into captivity. Into so much captivity. You are so much, oh God, that when you are coming back, less than 10% of the population came back. I'm forgotten the numerology. Go back to John chapter 8, verse 41. Okay, he now said, John 8, 41. Please don't get tired of your Bible. You do the deeds of your father. Then they said to him, we be not born of fornication. We have one father, even God. That's serious. 42. Jesus said unto them, if God were your father, you would what? You would love me, for I proceed forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. This is still talking about faith and unbelief. Verse 43, why do you not understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear my word. 44, everybody wants to go? You are of your father, the devil. You are... abode not in the truth. Can you see? Because there was no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own. He is a liar. And Father, let me clear this for you. Liar here does not mean telling lies. Liar here is relevant to what he was saying before. The deeds of your father, the laws of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning. He abides not in the truth. He hated the truth. Liar here is talking about Genesis chapter 3, verse 4 and 5. As God said, you shall not eat any of the tree of the garden. And say, God said, you shall not eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, for in the day you shall eat it, you shall surely die. Say, you shall not surely die. That is a liar. It's not, when you say, when you are saying he's the father of all liars, it's not the man that, I'm not saying you should lie in your office, so, okay? I'm not saying you should be trying to white lie, yellow lie, red lie, indigo lie. No, that's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying when the Bible calls the devil the father of liars, it's talking about the father of them that contradict the truth. Father of them that contradict the truth. Father of them that oppose the truth of God's word. Are you with me? Are you with me? Father of unbelievers. Simple. Remember Mark 16 from 16. He that believes and is baptized is saved. He that believes not shall be damned. He is the father of those generations, those lineage. Amen. So don't interpret it, don't to your physical days. So, for instance, they never knew. Rush to John 16. People can do a lot of things out of assumption. They never knew. How can you be serving the devil and you don't know? That is the dilemma. And that is, oh God. A lot of people think that the people who really serve the devil are those who wear shams, armlets, black, red, what else? You know, just so much in head to toe, in shams. No. Of course, those ones who are serving the devil, but that is not the real. A lot of people are serving the devil in ignorance without knowing. I'm saying, the man that knows he's serving the devil, yes, we have people like that, but we have much more people that they thought they were serving God. Never knew they were an employee of the devil. See John 16. I will read verse 1. You read verse 2 and 3 for me. Read verse 1, read verse 2 and 3 for me. These things have I spoken unto you, that you should not be offended. 2 and 3, 1 to go, let's read. Put out the synagogue. Yet the time cometh that whosoever killeth you will think he doeth God's service. And these things will they do unto you, because they have not known the Father nor me. But do you know the issue with the, but do you know the issue right now? The guy that is killing you will think he is doing who? God's service. Has this been fulfilled? Huh? So, thinking that they are doing God's service, how will they kill you? Huh? With passion. Thank you. The killing will be very well. They will not, with the same strength and zeal with which you pray, you do evangelism, that's the zeal with which they will try to persecute Christians. Guess what? If they knew they were serving the devil, they won't have that much zeal. The people who knew they were serving the devil, they do their killing at night, right? I'm robbers, right? They wear black, they run away. But these ones, they won't run away. They will stay there. They will call them suicide bombers. Why? They think they are doing God a service. Age-long confusion is there in the Bible. Back to John 8, please. Verse 45. And because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. Which of you convince me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do you not believe me? 47. He that is of God heareth God's words. You therefore hear them not, because you are not of God. Chai! Man, I know you don't understand how striking this will be to them. These are people that the nation is founded on God. All their lineage, all their journey, all their persecution, pilgrimage, everything was founded on God. In fact, Roman is currently oppressing them at that time because they could not fight back because of God. Everything was because of God. They left and Egypt, went to Canaan, everything, their journey because of God. And a man came and said, sorry, all your journey this far was never for God. Ah! Say that a lie has existed for generations does not make it truth. Like I told you in which of the series, that when he was saying, I want to take you a land flowing with milk and honey, everything that I was telling them was never talking about a physical land. That land, physical land called Canaan, is only a tool of the, I will punch you, brethren. A tool of who? Or be prophet to communicate what? Christ to them. You forget, you don't revise your notes. Hello? Revise your note now. So that physical land of Canaan is only a what? A tool, a communication pattern to bring to them the promise of the Messiah.
So Christ was the communicator. That was why Hebrews 4 now said, after so long a time. So that's Hebrews 3 and 4. After they have entered Canaan. Do you know what? God said, I'm taking you to a land of milk and honey. When they got to the land flowing with milk and honey, prophecy came again. I still want to take you to a land flowing with what? Milk and honey. No, they say, what again now? We are here. We suffer. We fought our way. We fought Philistines. We fought. Now we are here. What again? Check it. You see it? You see Hebrews 3? Let me not rush it for you. Hope for God is not mysterious to me. I understand thee. Understanding thy spirit, God is not. Amen. So, see Hebrews 4. Sorry, it's Hebrews 4. Let me just read from verse 2. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, being not mixed with faith in them that heard it. Focus on your Bible. For which are believed do enter into his rest. As he said, I swore in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished, where? From the foundation of the world. For he speaketh in a certain place, in the of the seventh day, on this wise that God did rest the seventh day from all his work. And in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest. That means that rest of Genesis 1, last verse, man never entered. Adam did not enter. It's because he now said in another prophecy, that it should be in Psalm, that if they shall enter into my rest. Now, see verse 6. Seeing therefore it remained that some must enter. Say some must enter. Oh God, that's the wisdom of God. You don't say everybody will not believe, but some people will enter. Of course, we have. Amen. Glory to God. So some must enter, and they to whom it was first preached, entered not because of what? Unbelief. Who could that be? Hello? They to whom it was first preached. Is it just the Jews? Who was the first man to whom that rest of God was preached to? It should be Adam, right? Of course, the Jews too, but they told him it was first preached, they entered not because of unbelief. Now, see the issue now. See verse 7. Again, he limited a certain day, saying in David, David lived thousands of years after creation, after they have gotten to the promised land, saying today, after so long, as he said today, if you will hear my voice, adding not to your heart. Now, verse 8. So, for if Joshua, Jesus, there is Joshua, please, that is Old Testament Joshua. If Joshua had given them rest, then would he not afterwards have what? Spoken of another day. Verse 9, everybody want to go? There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. Verse 10, for he that is entered into his rest, he also has ceased from his own works, as God did. Hallelujah. 11, lastly, want to go? Let's read, yes. Let us labor therefore to enter into what? Rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. So what's the labor? To believe. The labor is to believe. You got something from that? Back to John 8. Back to verse 45 now. To age-long confusion. Yeah, Jerusalem. Oh, you are Jews. You are covenant people. I said, no, that was never my covenant. And because I tell you the truth, you believe me not, which of you convince me of sin? You know, let me just say this one in passing. You know, even after Moses was dead, long after Moses was dead, that law of sin and death that Moses implemented, you know, it was still working. Huh?
So I hope you know, now you understand why the reason why some people will be shouting, God of Babalola, God of this thing, right? It works. Say that. Bye bye.
Verse John 8:46. Which of you convince me of sin? If I say the truth, why do you not believe me? 47. He that is of God heareth God's word. You therefore hear them not, because you are not of God. You are not of God. 48. Then answered the Jews and said unto him, say we not well that thou art a Samaritan? You have a devil. Imagine. 49. Jesus answered, I have not a devil. You have a devil. I don't have a devil. You have a devil. I don't have a devil. I honor my father, and you do dishonor me. And I seek not my own glory. There is one that seeketh and judgeth. Very, very, I say unto you, it is a man. If a man keep my saying, he shall what? Never see death. Ah, hallelujah. Say checkmate. If a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. 52. Now see the issue. There said the Jews unto him, we know, now we know. Before we are not so sure. Now we are persuaded. Now we so much, we believe that you have a devil. Abraham is dead. Hey, Jesus. No, we have to really reprogram our mind to rethink of what death is. Okay? Now we know what death is to man, to humanity, but there is what death is called in the Bible. You have to reprogram. I know, as far as they are concerned, no, Jesus said, if you believe my saying, you will not see death. And he said, but Abraham is dead. So if Abraham kept his saying, that means Abraham was never dead. Hallelujah. Praise God. And in fact, of course, you know from the law of the new creature, Abraham became a new creature after the resurrection. But we, the day we believed, what happened to us? We became. Hallelujah. We are not going to wait. Right now, you, as dull as your face is, you are a new creature. Like it or not. Amen. Praise God. Now, come on, let's read. Then said the Jews unto him, now we know that thou art a devil. Abraham is dead, and the prophet, and thou seest, if the man keep my saying, he shall never see death. Art thou greater than our father Abraham, who is dead, and the prophets are dead, who makest thou thyself? Jesus answered, if I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my father that honoreth me, of whom you say. Ah! It is my father that honoreth me, of whom you say. Of whom you say that he is your God. What I'm just trying to achieve in this small past today is that millions or billions of people believe one thing does not mean what is correct. Amen? Or, no, tomorrow I'll go back to Hebrews 8 and I'll wrap up from there. But know that clearly, that plenty of people are following a trend, a pattern. Now, we are so many that believe that this is that God kill it and make it alive. It does not make it correct. That a big pope believe it does not make it correct. That your dad believe it does not make it correct. The longevity of life does not make it truth. Hallelujah. And see, God is both intelligent and patient. See how long they have lied in his name. He has seen it there already. Where all the lies will be dissolved. Hallelujah. And these are the days. Praise God. So, see, he said, of whom you say that is your God. That means he was never their God. It was not until John 20:16-17 that said, now I am going to your father, my father. Your God and my God. My God and your God. Come on, flow with me. So, if I should say I know him not, I will be a liar like unto you. But I know him and keep his saying. Your father Abraham. Your own father, not really my father. No, serious? Not our father. Amen? As the Lord, be your father. To them, your father. So, your father Abraham, your physical or spiritual? Huh? Physical, right? Because he has told them already that you are not the seed of Abraham. Because Paul told us in Galatians 4 that they who are of what? Faith, the same are the what? children of Abraham. So now say your father Abraham. So you must get Bible words. Don't be patient. Don't be too fast. Okay. Your father here right now is not from your father that I was saying before. Before he was talking about spiritual, now it's physical. So your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day. He saw it and he was glad. Ah! Two things there, number one. That would mean your father broke free from your own lineage by seeing my day. He saw it, he was glad. You now, secondly, you saw the same day, you were upset. And I just told us, say, for the gospel was preached to Abraham. When you are seeing that Genesis 12, when he's saying that I will bless them up, indeed shall all the what, nations of the earth be blessed, that was a tool to communicate Jesus to Abraham. Say, Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Say, he's the only one capable of justifying mankind yesterday, today, and forever. Some people would think that, say, ah, you know, if you have read, studied eschatology before, you can be so confused. Eh? Ah, when you say, ah, after this, say, after the judgment, and that war is still coming, people will still fight, there will still be, and say, like if you read Revelation 19, say, and the devil shall be set loose again for a little moment, have you? I know you have read that very early. And the devil shall be set loose again for a little while. And he shall be given power to pass for 1,000 years. That means that we are see another battle that is coming. Say, Jesus saves yesterday, today, and forever. If you believe in Jesus, don't worry. Hallelujah. Your victory is not in time. The victory we have in Christ is outside time. Amen, amen. So it is the same Jesus that justified you that was available in words, in prophecy, to justify Adam. Okay, flow with me. So he now said, your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day. He saw it and he was glad. Then said Jesus unto him, you are not yet 50 years old, and thou hast seen Abraham too. And Jesus said unto them, I say unto you, very, very, I say unto you, before Abraham was, what's the next thing? No, it's just too much. Too much. Yeah! Hilary, carrying stone. Leave her. Then they took up stones to cast to him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them. Say, angelic. Remember what I taught you yesterday? Say, angelic. You're not listening to that right now. You're looking at my baby. Saying, that's what I'm saying. Angels can defend. Huh? If it's Elijah, how will you go out? As it's going out, people will be falling down. As it's going out, people will just be dying. Like, you know, when you are, sorry, I know you have watched Marvel before. They're just going like this and they're just dying like that. You understand? Thor, thank you. The first throw is armor. Boom! Since coming back, the other time, so you'll be clearing the way, clear. Hallelujah. So I told you, when he was saying, I can pray my father to give me a 2,000 legions of angels, not to finish them. It's for defense. Praise God. So, you don't need angels to kill people before you can survive. Okay, now, three things. Then we round up. Number one, truth must be consistent from all scripture. Why we have issues? It's because we pitch a tent on a part of scripture. We don't consider all scripture. Truth must be consistent from how many, please? All scripture. If it is true, and in fact, fundamentally, it must be true in Genesis. Right? Genesis was the book of the beginning, before things went haywire, before what happened, before everything. Truth must be found in Genesis. It must be found clearly. It will be there. Whether in seed form, in reality form, truth must be found in Genesis. Number two, so that, first, you know, Genesis is also part of all scripture, right? That's why I just use the word all scripture. It must be consistent. Number two, truth will be found in the mouth of Jesus. It will be found in his mouth, in the mouth of Jesus. truth will be found in the mouth of Jesus himself. Number three, truth will be consistent throughout the epistles. Of course, when I said all scripture in first point, that will refer to Genesis to Malachi. Because that is what the epistles call all scripture. Because when they were writing the epistle, the New Testament has not yet been compiled. So Romans chapter 16, verse 25. Romans 16, 25. Let us do some reading. That will be done. So, now to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel. My gospel means the gospel that I'm preaching, which is the gospel of Christ. And the what? Which is what? The preaching of Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery, which was kept secret since the world began. 26. Everybody want to go? But is now made manifest by the scriptures of the prophets according to the commandment of the everlasting God, made known to all nations for the obedience of faith. Hallelujah. Praise God. So how did Paul know what he knew? Through the scriptures of who? Of the prophets, right? Was made manifest by the scriptures of the prophets. Hallelujah. Praise God. And made known to all nations for the what? Obedience of faith. That means if you will study the prophets for faith, you will know God. If you study the prophets for works, you will not know God. You will find him, you will not see him. For the obedience of faith. When you read scripture, learn to obey faith. What you are to obey in the scripture is faith. Ephesians 3 from verse 1. For this cause, the first, I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles, if you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given me for you all, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery. Now, if you read this one now without without Romans 16, you will think the revelation now is that God showed Peter and Paul what a vision, right? Oh, okay, this is in Christ, this is outside Christ, this is redemption, apolotrosis, lutrosis, this is everything. No, it's the revelation from the scripture. I made known to me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words, whereby when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in the other ages was not made known unto the Son of Man, as it is now revealed by his what? By his what? Holy? By the holy apostles, yes? And prophets by the Spirit. Verse 6, that the Gentiles should be what? Fellow, yes, he has been there since. Isaiah spoke about the Gentiles so much, so much. It has been there from Genesis. Oh God, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs of the same body and partakers of the promise in Christ by the gospel. Are you with me? Verse 7, wherefore I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God, given unto me by the effectual working of his power. Unto me, who am less than the least of all the saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the what? Unsearchable riches of Christ. Amen. 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 Unsearchable in the Old Testament, searchable to us. Hallelujah. No, what you call unsearchable is writing it. So don't major on the unsearchable. Are you with me? Thank you. Verse 9, some people say God is just... No, God, his ways are past finding out. You are giving glory to the devil. The God is so much, so big, his ways are just enormous, past finding out. Amen. 9, and to make all men, say to make all men. See what is in fellowship of the mystery which from the beginning of the world had been hidden God who created all things by Jesus Christ. So the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be made known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. 11, according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord. Verse 12, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by what? The faith of him. Say faith. Wherefore I desire you that you faint not at my tribulation for you, which is your glory. Colossians 1:25, same thing he said there. Fast pen. Wherefore I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of God. Even the mystery, which was unsearchable, which was hid, right, from the ages and from generation, but now is made manifest for his saints, to whom God would made known what is the riches of the glory of his mystery among the Gentiles, which is what? Christ in you, the what? Hope of glory. Hallelujah. Whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we might what? Present every man perfect in Christ. Wherefore I also labor, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily. That's Colossians versions of what I read in Ephesians. And here too, 1 Corinthians chapter 2. More scripture will be done. 1 Corinthians 2. This one will make it clearer to you. So I said, truth must be found consistent in the epistles. In the epistles. Albeit, verse 6, we speak wisdom. We speak wisdom among them that are perfect. Yet not the wisdom of this world, not of the prince of this world that come to nothing. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, in even the words hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world began unto what? Our glory. Verse 8, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Verse 9, but as it is written, eyes has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have he entered into the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for them that love him. The day you read this verse without the other verse, and you are interpreting God, it is eyes has not seen. God, eyes has not seen the type of man you will marry. That means you want to marry a man from Pluto. Eyes has not seen the type of building that God wants to give me. That means you want to live in a submarine or as a prisoner anyway. That means eyes has not seen. Yes, has not seen the type of money that I will have. You will take the. Always read in context. What has eyes not seen? Read verse 10. But God has revealed them unto us by what? In spirit. Amen. Even the what? Sorry, for the spiritual things, even the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which was in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but by the spirit of God. Now we have received. Say, I have received. Not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things which are freely given to us of God. Amen. Amen. Well, and one of the things like we are studying today is that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs. That there be no separation, no Jerusalem, JP. If you are a JP, you have gone to JP, you wasted your time. In fact, as you are coming back from that Jerusalem, you are lesser in Christ. Quote me anywhere. You are a... Give me a better grammar, please. Lawyers, help me. This crusade. You pay money. You paid money to get JP. You paid money to sow into stupidity. Sorry. That's the truth. You went to buy unbelief. Praise God. Hallelujah. Say it anyway. No other. Verse 14. But the natural man received the things. Sorry, received not, right? The things of the Spirit of God, for their foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them. Why? Because the things of God are spiritually designed. Amen. 15. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judge of. 16, everybody want to go? For we have. Come on, again, 16, want to go? For who hath known the mind of God, that he might instruct him, but we have the mind. Hallelujah. Say, we have the mind of Christ. Say, therefore, we respect the epistles. John 16, lastly, verse 12. John 16, verse 12. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you don't understand, and please, if you don't understand what I've been saying, that means you have to start with us from the beginning. Someone is just like an hour sermon, less than an hour sermon. You get it on my Facebook page, Omobadotokwe Thompson, or Edward Assembly page, it's there. If Star Page should share it on that page too. John 16, verse 12, always listen to everything fully. I don't go with the wrong information, because we're not going home yet. 16, 12, want to go? I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot what? Now hold on. You know, I said, truth must be what? Found in the mouth of Jesus, but it must be consistent where? In the epistles. First point was that you must find truth from all scripture. That means all scripture must testify about truth, but you will see it emphasized in the epistles. So this is the reason why the epistles are special. Read verse 13 now. Want to go? Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak for himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, he will show you things to come. People have used this one, things to come. People have used to interpret, we see, show you visions, right? He show you eschatology. But that would be funny. But even before this day, people are already seeing things, right? People are already seeing things to come. And it was worse for some of us. I have used this one to pass our book before academy and say, wow, the Spirit of God will guide you. Peace, right? He will guide you into all truth. For you know not how the calculus should go. But when the Spirit of God comes upon you in the example, hallelujah, you shall see the Y, the S, and you shall see it as the T, the Y. Hallelujah. And you shall solve, you shall part into two like the Red Sea. And you shall solve it like a simultaneous equation, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. You receive that too? I'm not saying God does not help you in your exam. I'm saying not this scripture. Why? This scripture, verse 14 and 15. Unless your exam is for you to describe Jesus or to analyze who Jesus is. Even the exam of advance, I'm not sure the Holy Ghost will help you to do that. Does it help people? Guys, does it help you? If he helps you to pass exam in this church, we are going to have a 30 at 30 this after service. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost, please leave them. Thank you. When they want to preach their gospel to the sinner, please help them. But to pass the exam, let's know. Not something by the Spirit. Just you saw a question. You didn't know it. Elastic. What can't it? Just get interpretation. Write it. But can interpretation give you volume? So if it's about just sharp stuff, I know some of you here, you are so sharp by the Spirit. Just give me one word answer. The right volume. The Spirit did not give Paul this plenty epistle. Must study. Amen. 14, 15, want to go. He shall glorify who? Me, not calculus. For he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. 15, want to go. All things that the Father hath are mine, therefore said I, he shall take of mine and shall show it. Hallelujah. Say, God is not mysterious to me. So this is what we are studying in this series. We call it, can the Bible be wrong? This is series 2, part 6. So you have a long way. There's a long way we have been coming from. So what we just study today is that, number one, don't forget that a lie is being speaked by big men. Big men. You say, but who are you? Can you see that man? He has over 25 million churches across the globe. He is the GO of all GOs. That a lie is being spoken by a big man does not make it truth. That it has also been around for ages, for thousands of years, does not make it truth. Amen. How do we prove something as truth? It will be consistent throughout all scripture, right? You will find it in the mouth of Jesus, right? Also, it will be emphasized in the epistles. Hallelujah. Is that clear, everybody? Okay, please, in case you have issues with anything I've said, please see this man of God here. Why are you calling me? My regent today, have you? What are you calling me? So, good morning, everybody. How are you doing? Okay, try and say hello to somebody before we start service. Please.